Moncrief on News Talk.
As an avid listener of the Moncrief Show, I always want more information about the fact of the day, and then he never gives it. He just gives you the fact and then you have to go away and Google it, and then you miss the next slot. But so you're not going to do that, because you're going to sit and listen to us talking, me and Jess Kelly. Jess Kelly and I, as my English teacher would correct me. Jess Kelly is here. How many times a day does your phone buzz or light up with a non-urgent notification, and then it drags your attention away from whatever it is you were doing? Have you turned off push notifications, Jess?
Absolutely. For most things, but not for everything.
Did you find out through a push notification that Leo Varadkar was stepping down?
No.
I did.
I found out through a WhatsApp notification times 75 because everyone I know texts me about it. But I've killed all the news push notifications.
But what about when something happens?
I'll find out. Do you know what's happened?
What?
And this is such a first world utter millennial comment, but we have now devalued the push notification.
We have. Sometimes the Independent and actually other Associated Press, I'm like, hang on a second now, lads.
This is not
there
newsworthy.
There is no need to interrupt my dinner with this push notification.
It used to be breaking news.
Yeah.
So the Taoiseach is standing down. That qualifies nice. Breaking news.
The Queen is dead.
Absolutely send me a notification about that.
Yeah.
But don't send me a notification of 5 cool trends to try this spring. Like, get in the sea. Absolutely not. And that is fundamentally why I have muted not only all news push notifications, and this sounds really bad as a journalist who works for a news organisation, but they're gone. Social media notifications are completely gone.
But what if someone sends you a DM?
I'll check it when I check it.
Jess, it could be someone offering you the latest Samsung Galaxy something something.
I'll get it when I get it. Do you have notifications on for everything?
Yes, but I also have extensive fear of missing out. Like, if somebody knew, like if I had a feeling that somebody knew before me about Leo Varadkar or the latest spring trends, I would feel like, oh, I'm not. Like, I feel like it's part of my personality to know things first.
You see, I thought I was Delulu and then we became friends. Look at us go.
Yeah, no, I am deluded. Yeah.
I think that fear of missing out has come from the push notifications. We are overstimulated all the time. And this is me on my high horse, right? I have muted all the notifications for everything except for WhatsApp. However, my average screen time on my smartphone is 6 hours and 51 minutes.
What are you doing for 6 hours and 51 minutes on WhatsApp?
It's not just WhatsApp now, to be fair. It's other things, right? That's in general. Last week, my iPhone tells me that I picked up and unlocked my phone 1,222 times.
Okay, for people listening who are not driving, talk us through quickly how to check how many times you've picked up your phone today.
Right, so if you've got an iPhone, firstly, go to your settings.
Right,
then
and then settings.
You tap on screen time.
Which is like down the list about 8 things. Okay, screen time.
It's a little half moon symbol. And then you'll see a graph with your daily average screen time. So that's where it told me that my screen time this week is up 34% from last week.
And if you click the arrow under that.
Under that, where it says see all app and website activity and scroll right on down.
Oh my God, how many times you pick up your phone, how many notifications you get a day.
It's not cute. So I, on average, pick up my phone 163 times a day and I average around 95 notifications a day. And again, I have killed notifications for everything. I get 246 WhatsApp notifications on average.
Do you have a Ring doorbell?
No, no.
So I have a Ring doorbell, which means that when somebody rings the doorbell at my house, I get a notification on my phone and I can answer my doorbell through my phone.
Mm.
And it's very handy because I can be like, can you just leave that there or drop it into the neighbour or whatever. But I found myself over Easter, I was in Cork and it was very rainy and I found myself checking into my doorbell to see what the weather was like at my house and then pining for the sun that was in Dublin.
But you see, I think that's super smart and that's a push notification that serves you because it means that you don't have to get downstairs or whatever to answer the front door if you're out and about. That is fine and functional. I just think the amount of brands and outlets that are screaming for our attention, and we're the bigger fools for letting it happen. There are so many brands who now have fantastic apps to make shopping that bit easier. I've loads of them on my phone.
Oh
and
my
I
God.
Lost without them.
But some of them tell me, like, if you shop now, you're going to get €5 off. And then I do.
Yeah, €5 off if you spend €7,000 with us now. Like,
no, it's usually like 50.
I just think it's a brilliant marketing tool. And if I was a business person, I would absolutely avail of the push notification. But I just think that there are too many of them. And so my top tip for you today is to go into your settings, go to your apps and go through and kill the push notification for anything that is non-urgent, even within my WhatsApp. And this makes me sound like a horrible person, but within my WhatsApp, I have every group that I'm in muted.
Oh yeah, groups have to be muted if you're not allowed to leave.
Have to be muted. But also, and this sounds really bad, I also have certain individuals muted as well.
I have them too. If you send me more than one message, do you know these people who send you multiple, like, hey, send.
Hate that.
How are you doing?
No.
Send.
Again, get
how
in the
sea. No. Dare you?
Like, wasting my time.
But do you have the audacity to suggest that as a millennial, we should have the wherewithal to tell Adidas or ASOS or whoever we're shopping with that we will decide when we shop with them and not they will decide when to offer us?
I believe that's how things were done back in the ye old times of, you know, life before smartphone. But yes, and I think it's much better for your brain and for your wallet. It's the same with your email. If you are sitting with your email open, right, and you get the little Outlook pop-up or your Gmail pop-up, that's designed to grab your eye. It appears at the bottom of the screen and it makes that little sound, which you can turn off. All of these things are designed to get your attention. That's the reason why if you open your smartphone now and you see you have little badges on your different apps.
The little red dots.
Do you know why it's red? Because it'll get your attention. It makes it seem like it's urgent when very often it is not. So I also have all of the badges off on my phone as well.
Sometimes you can invert the colours and take your phone into black and white and then you don't get any of that dopamine hit.
That's what Cillian Murphy, the Oscar winner, does apparently. I saw
that's
on
why
TikTok,
I do too. Me and Cillian, it's a Cork thing. We turn off the red so that we can't see it.
God, you're 27 minutes into the show and Cork getting its first mention. Wow.
We have people WhatsApping us on this topic. What is so important in this world that we need to know immediately? Look back in history how we manage without immediate information. Technology is destroying us mentally, Ciarán. Yeah, but like then you had people literally riding on horseback to be like, Stephanie, Jess wants you to know that it's bacon and cabbage for dinner. Stop. And then I'd send back and be like, I'm allergic. I think that immediately.
But didn't that get the job done?
No.
As much as I love technology and as much as people probably...
Talking yourself out of a job here now, Jess.
No, I'm not. Do you know what I'm doing? Is I'm maintaining and retaining my mental sanity because I swear if one more non-urgent pop notification appears on my phone, I will absolutely go doolally. And I just think we need to take control. People are giving out about screen time. They're giving out about lack of attention, lack of focus, and they don't realise that the controls are in the palm of your hand.
Is there an argument though for letting the push notification? Look, there's a push notification on my phone now. There is a person at your front door. Now, I can choose, like, I get emails all the time that I do not read or open until I have the time to do it.
Yeah.
But at least the notification tells me they're there. And then I can choose to be like, oh, that's actually urgent.
But do you know that your emails are going to be there?
Yeah, but I might not, with the reminder, I might not remember.
Take control. Do you know what you do? This is, I read productivity books because that's the kind of person that I am. And one of the best tips that I've ever picked up is to schedule in time. No.
I don't have the time to be making schedules for...
I know this is radio, but I need to show her my colour-coded
calendar. My therapist told me that once.
Look at my colour-coded calendar.
Ara, you've too much time, Jess.
No. Do you know how I have time to do that? Because I build in time at the start of my day to sort my calendar. And I build in time to my day to answer my emails.
But you're like, that'll be on your grave. I had a lovely calendar.
I'd be so happy if everyone for eternity knew I had a lovely calendar. It's literally the first thing I tell people, that I have a great colour-coded calendar.
What do the colours mean?
So they're different. This is very like inside baseball, but the pinky ones mean when I'm on talking to people like you. The green is for an action I need to do. The yellow is if I have an external meeting. The blue is if I have an internal meeting.
Oh,
can we
nah.
talk about this for the rest of the show?
We can, but like I couldn't. I can't.
Take
I'm sorry.
Take control.
Anyway, look, if you want to know more from Jess or you want to...
And take, who wouldn't? Because I can
take a leaf out of
calendars.
Her book, or you want to schedule an internal or external meeting with her or give her some busy work to do, there's more from Jess on the Hard Shoulder with her weekly tech takeover at 5:30. Jess Kelly, thank you so very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.